Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
How deep is Lake Coeur d'Alene?
I'm not sure, like, at the deepest, but where they went down, it was like 150 feet. It was a little over 150 feet where the both planes were eventually found and recovered.
Wow. Wow. That was a terrible tragedy.
How long, really, I mean, what were you doing and assisting in this? Was it cleanup? Was it recovery?
No, I'm in the Coast Guard, and we were over there helping the sheriff's office that weekend because 4th of July could be a busy weekend on that lake.
Sure.
So we were over there helping them, and we got the call to go down there and help out. And we were the first official boat that was on scene. And so by the time I got there, they had actually, they had two bodies. One boat, the first boat that was waving their arms to me, that was closest to me, I went to them first, and they actually had and another victim on the back of the boat, still in the water, but they were attached to the boat by a line. And so we ended up just pulling those two victims on board, and we transported them to eventually be pronounced, and a coroner transported them.
Oh, man. How hard was that for you?
Honestly, so I've been in the Coast Guard for almost 19 years, and it was the most gruesome thing I've ever been involved with and seen. And one of the victims that we ended up pulling out of the water was an 11-year-old boy, and I have a similar-aged boy, and knowing that happened to him and to his whole family except for his mom, the real tragedy is the seaplane was a tour plane, and so the mom of those individuals stayed on shore while the rest of the entire family went on this, you know, what they thought was going to be a joyful seaplane ride.
Yeah, that guy was a great golfer. He was head of the Pacific Northwest Golf Association, lived in Oregon, and he was on there with his family. They were there on a weekend holiday for the 4th of July.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That is crazy. I would not want to be a first responder in those types of situations.
That's right.
I wouldn't want to be one, period.
Yep.
No, under any, and again, when you're a young kid, so exciting and so good, because TV shows, you know, you see cops, you see the SWAT team. Hell, you might want to be a doctor, because if you watch Grey's Anatomy, you get laid all the time, and you save someone's life in the same day. And you're like, yeah. So you got to get a colonoscopy. So if you're a doctor, you got to look at someone's butthole. Like, that inevitably, 8 years of school to do that. If you're a cop, you deal with naked people. If you're a fireman, rarely are you putting out a fire on a call, but something stupid has happened. Little Billy got his head stuck in the stair rail, right?
Naked guy running down the road.
Right.
I mean, like, just EMTs. I mean, just percentage-wise, the amount of time you're going to transport somebody, it's not going to make it.
Let me ask you.
I mean, that's just rough on the human psyche.
Are there any shows about EMTs specifically? You can see the doctors because doctors save lives. You can see SWAT. You can see cops. You can see, but EMT, like, your job's awful.
I mean, this is going to sound really dated, but I believe after
ambulance.
Was it Emergency? After Chips?
I don't know if it was After Chips, but there was a show called Emergency. Was it EMTs specifically?
Pretty sure it was EMTs on like a rescue squad or something.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling something up, but I remember they really liked it. Yeah. And I feel like they were, like, that's what they did, was help. They were the EMTs.
You don't see a lot of those shows.
No, and look, like we always say, you said it earlier, right? Like TV and stuff, right? Like, right,
makes
you,
everything look awesome.
They don't show firemen like just going on like a fender bender,
right? Well, like, Chicago Fire,
right? It's always
join
some
us.
Massive
crossover yeah. episode. The cat is stuck in a tree. Mm-hmm. Join us on Chicago PD, where a naked dude on top of a car is yelling expletives at his drunk wife.
Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
Right. They don't show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A show where you just got to like just like deal with the guy that's like, look, I am not the cops. What are you on? I'm trying to help you.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right. So I'm actually the guy that was texting in about trading his Wrangler in for a Kia Stinger.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Those things are great.
Yeah. So this is the story of my my first Wrangler, how I got totaled. I was traveling home from my parents' house with my girlfriend at the time, wife now, and we were crossing this big intersection coming off of a freeway. So we're going about 45. And a car thought they had the turn lane, might have been on drugs, and turned left into us and hit us head on. We flipped over onto our side and slid into another car that was waiting at a light just off to the right of us. And my car just got completely demolished. Same with her car. Her and her boyfriend were in that car. And
I'm assuming it slid on the passenger side. So how was your girlfriend?
No, actually, so they hit us on the driver's side corner, front corner. So actually, when they hit me, they flipped us onto my side, and my girlfriend was fine, and I was actually fine. I only had like a scratch on my finger, just from some of the glass.
Oh, my yeah. finger!
Well, that also has a roll bar in it, right?
Yeah, and,
so that's
and
fortunate.
It was a two-door, so they're kind of prone to flipping already.
Yeah, that is known.
She just hit us on the sweet spot.
Okay. And did you get a brand new car out of that?
You got another Wrangler, didn't you?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I got, well, yeah, it turned into three Wranglers, you know. But,
I remember that.
Yeah,
three Wranglers.
The funny part was that I was coming, we were coming home from my parents, and we were borrowing some Halloween stuff that I needed for work. So it was just some Halloween decorations, and we had this, like, witch's head and, like, a big globe, and it had fallen out of the car, and the firefighter came up, and he goes, oh, gosh, I thought that was a dead body.
Yeah, good news there.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way, Ted, we are getting corrected. So we're talking just not a lot of shows.
Oh,
about
no, about emergency.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily the show Emergency, because you're right. Apparently, that is dated. People are saying there's a show called Night Watch at Falls EMTs, follows them through the whole night along with police officers, fire departments. Let's see. There's a show called Sirens about EMTs, but it's more comedic. Live Rescue on A&E follows EMTs.
You think that had to be a lot to of overdoses too?
Rescue 911, and there was, they say there recently on the show Boston Fire that they had a similar kind of episode, right? I guess a cat's in a tree or something.
Yeah.
So they're out there.
Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
It's amazing what you learn when you show how stupid you are. And Emergency, they're excited. Mm-hmm. It was a show about paramedics in LA County.
Right. Yeah, because I think they were always checking in with Rampart.
Wow. Your memory is crazy to me.
It is.
Right. Why I remember specifically the opening of the show, I don't know.
Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's How's it going today?
Doing great, Kelly. Thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
Was that you're doing well or I'm doing well?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Just driving home from work.
Cool. So who crashed into what, Kelly?
It was me, and I crashed into something. I was 16 years old on my way home from one of my friend's house on Super Bowl Sunday when the Seahawks were playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
And it was like the probationary period where you're not supposed to have any friends in the car. And, of course, I had a friend in the car with me. And we decided we'd kind of go fast in my 1989 Trans Am.
Uh-oh.
And I ended up hitting the brakes in the rain and sliding into a minivan full of little kids.
Oh, good. Oh, God, man.
Yeah, they were all coming home from church, and they had rear-ended the car in front of them also. It was a pretty bad situation.
Anybody hurt?
Not as far as I know, but...
Does it help your situation that the minivan had also rear-ended somebody?
No, I think that they had rear-ended the car in front of them because I rear-ended them.
Had you had a job before, you know, you were 15, 14 years old?
I had just, I was basically remodeling this lady that my dad knew's house so I could afford to buy this Trans Am from a family friend.
Okay, I was going to say. Yeah, that's a pretty cool car to have when you're 16 years old. It's just, you know for a fact, no matter what you give a 16-year-old, by the time they're 18 years old, that car will be totaled. I mean, yeah, the chances have to be 50-50. Or it'll blow up, the transmission will go bad. Something's going to happen to the
car. That's why you give them the Dodge Omni.
Right. So, like, to start out with that car just seems like an omen for some reason. You know, like, just give me whatever to get me to point A to point B. And you can tell any 16-year-old kid that. They don't want to hear it.
No.
They want the coolest car they can have, and I don't blame them a bit. But
of course.
Like, you know you're not going to have it very long. I mean, that's all. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
It is.
I know. I was thinking, I was driving Kit from Knight Rider.
Right, exactly.
For like 2 months, you know? Not only that, but your Seahawks lost, and you crashed into a bus full of kids who were responsible and went to church. Jesus. It's almost like you're the devil.
Yeah, pretty much.
Satan drives the Trans Am.
All
said. People are still dropping knowledge. It was Squad 51, and they checked into Rampart.
Again. And then Rampart got famous for years later because they had all the like crooked cops and stuff.
Yeah. Again, talking about the show Emergency, which I believe was on, what, late 70s, early 80s?
Right, so my brother loved those shows. I mean, I watched them in replays. They were already off the air by the time I was old enough to watch them.
I wish I could say that.
Who crashed into what? 206-421-ROCK.
I was a lonely kid.
What did you do? Was it like you tied a string to a paper boat or something?
No, that's our buddy Jason. It's a different person. Oh. Not Jason we work with.
Right.
I mean, I used to play, like, you know, you throw a tennis ball against the house to work on grounders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not the worst thing, though. Unless you have to do it all the time.
Out of the season.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola. Doing great, man.
So, a couple years ago, about 4 years ago, my buddy and I were driving down some dirt roads over in eastern Washington. And he was driving his dad's Jeep, who he had just recently fixed up completely and sold back to his dad. And came around this dirt road corner, trying to kick the back end out a little bit. Lost control, went up on the bank on the other side of the road, did a complete 180, and landed on the driver's side door facing the opposite direction.
Okay.
And the best part was I had a broken ankle at the time, so my crutches that were in the back seat were now scattered in the middle of the road. I was dangling from the passenger seat trying to get the buckle off, and he's already out down the road taking pictures of me.
Were you able to roll it?
Oh, no. We had to call his parents and all their friends because they were jeeping for the weekend, and we just had it couple hours, and we were in Cleveland. They all had to drive from out in the canyon in Ellensburg, and they all came out with their Jeeps and rolled it back over with all their winches and ropes and stuff.
And there was it I'm assuming the Jeep would be able to drive after that still.
Oh, no, we busted up all the steering arms, and we messed it up pretty good.
Okay, all right. So it was a good thing he fixed that up so you guys could break it all.
Yep.
Well, they couldn't have had that fun.
He ended up buying it back from his dad, and he did all the work again and sold it to someone else a few months later.
They had no idea what that Jeep had been through.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, they did not use Carfax.
Exactly. Right. Carfax in the middle of Cleo. I'm going, hey, we're going to write that one down.
Yeah, you know what about it.
They checked in with that Fox.
Yeah, sure.
They did. By the way, Ted, emergency was on from 1972 until 1977. And then someone else asked, wasn't Adams 12 about EMTs? I vaguely remember Adams 12. I thought that was cops, but I'm not 100%.
Man, we're going back in time.
Damn. Well, because they don't make a whole lot of shows about EMTs, man.
That's fair.
I mean, that's right.
Just don't say it too much.
They don't make shows about EMTs.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.